Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We're only making it through a fraction of the news that I had intended for today because the issues we are covering are pretty deep. One took a fair bit of research time, and two took a fair bit of reflection time, but I hope you'll agree they're worth it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. According to a recent Associated Press NORC poll, with sample size of 1,800 and margin of error of 3.2%, Americans' approval of Biden's presidency so far is at 63%. Of course, sadly and unsurprisingly, the results are highly partisan, with 96% of Democrats, 62% of independents, and just 23% of Republicans approving of Biden's first months in office. It can be largely contributed to cash relief and pandemic response, on which 71% approve, including even a near majority of Republicans at 47%. The only two issues measured on which the majority disapprove of Biden's performance was gun and immigration policy at 48 and 43% approval, respectively. The survey also measured a growing optimism for the country, with 54% saying the nation is on the right track, its highest since 2017. In the end, Biden focused on the right things, get rid of the virus, and give people money. Two simple but profoundly common sense and popular goals. However, Biden needs some reminding of that. Today he said, quote, "We're going to make it clear anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits," end quote. This is, of course, in response to the growing outcry of businesses having trouble finding workers. Curiously, the shortages tend to be for crap jobs with crap compensation, almost like people were being forced into work they didn't want, and the enhanced unemployment insurance has given them the means to hold off for better. What we are seeing now is a somewhat perverted version of what UBI would do, which is give people the financial security to refuse exploitative employment relationships, forcing employers to actually attract workers in an actual free market. The difference being that UI gets taken away when someone takes a job, where UBI would remain regardless. This condition makes UI's effect on employment more extreme. More jobs would have been taken with UBI instead of UI. There are also special cases due to the pandemic. For those not vaccinated, there's still the fear of catching COVID at work and infecting loved ones, and forced unemployment and time to reflect has led many to reassess what their life should be. Unfortunately, Biden's recent comment is siding with wage slavery, with employers who want to take away this newfound, if limited, bargaining power from workers and return to using the threat of poverty as a cudgel to force people to accept exploitative work conditions. This is a fundamental battle for economic freedom, for a true free market for labor, where employment is subject to the same market forces as products and services are. Either the work and compensation is made enough to attract free workers, or it's automated, or the business isn't valued enough to exist. That is free market economics, and Biden appears to be taking the wrong side of that fight. Contact him. Set him straight for yourself and for all future generations. This battle we must win the world over. We haven't talked a lot of environmental issues, but plastics are integral to our modern world. They're also a huge and growing problem. Studies show there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean by weight by 2050. More plastic than fish. Let that sink in. No pun intended. But it's not just there. It's in us. Plastics are ubiquitous today because they are so useful. But getting rid of it is a nightmare, which is why, for the most part, we don't. Much as we'd like to believe that it can all be recycled, we only currently reuse about 5% of plastic produced. We only attempt to recycle a tiny portion of plastics, mostly the ones that have a 1 or 2 on their recycling label, and even those can only be recycled once or twice. About 40% of plastic ends up in landfills and 33% in fragile ecosystems, with the remainder being burned. The result is not just plastic islands the size of states, but plastic in our bodies. The waste doesn't disappear. It finds its way into the water we drink, the food we eat, and even the air we breathe. The result is that we are ingesting about a credit card's worth every week on average, and it's only getting worse. Fast. This is always the reality of pollution, whether it be plastic, chemicals, fumes, whether it be direct effects on our health or indirect effects through our environment. As much as many focus on damage to animals or the environment, pollution always ends up hurting us humans too. The effects of plastic in humans is unknown, but our bodies certainly didn't evolve to handle it because it didn't exist until recently, so don't expect the effect to be good. Okay, so it's a problem. How do we solve it? First would be use less plastic, duh. Try to avoid products that use plastic and favor those which use biodegradable or reusable packaging, particularly water bottles. Finding secondhand use for plastics also helps, just don't use non-durable plastic as though it's durable. Recycling would be the other big one. I know I just said we're terrible at it, that's true, but we can get better. We should be voting for government to pass regulations that will limit waste, but also approve funding for innovative solutions like plastic-eating bacteria. Free market economics is pretty good at innovation, but only once the innovation is profitable. Government funding got most of the tech we couldn't live without today through its infancy, those first steps where the road to profitable development wasn't yet clear. We need to do the same for recycling solutions. There are also many more ways to address the problem and more steps that you can take, some of which you can find in the articles linked in the thread below. Whatever you do, get involved. What we're doing now is not sustainable, and we don't even know the damage we're doing to ourselves. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the UI and plastics threads, and do what you can to address them. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way, and don't forget to Yang Daily.